somewhere later tonight if you want
to search for it and find it. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. 1 Kings chapter number 17 is where we're going to be tonight. Really, that song goes right along with the message tonight. I want to bring you a message tonight entitled, According to Who? Really, it's a question. According to who? When you get up tomorrow, when I get up tomorrow, and I walk through my daily life, and I make decisions tomorrow, based on who will I make those decisions? Based on whose word will I choose to do whatever I do tomorrow? Whether it's my job, whether it's with my finances, whether it's with my family, whatever the case would be, according to who? When I was little, and even as a teenager, there were several jobs that my dad would give me and my brother at the barn. And occasionally my brother would come to me and he would say, you need to do this. And I would say, who said? Because sometimes my dad would tell my brother to do something and then he would come. He wouldn't say, Daddy told you to do it. He'd come and say, you need to do this. And I was, who said? Well, now, if he said, Daddy said it, then I'd go do it. But if he hauled around and was like, well, Daddy said we needed to get this done. You ever done that? Did y'all ever do that with your brothers and sisters? Do any of y'all do that now? Do you do that with Levi? Oh, Kenley, you ask him, who said? Okay, when he tells you, who said? Did Mama say to do that? You're not my mama. You're not my daddy. And that's what we say. Well, in 1 Kings chapter number 17, Elijah, the prophet Elijah, kind of really just burst on the scene. And he comes before Ahab and he tells Ahab, he says there's going to be 3.5 years of drought. By the way, this just popped in my head on a very much more severe and serious note. I read an article this week about a gentleman who plunged to his death because GPS was telling him to go a certain way, and GPS told him to go over this bridge that had been out for years, and he plunged to his death. Listen, here's the point tonight. It matters who you listen to. According to who? According to whose word? Why? How you spend your money? Who's telling you how to spend your money? Are you telling you how to spend your money, or is God telling you how to spend your money? Or is the Word telling you how to spend your money? Okay, according to who? According to whose Word? Look in 1 Kings chapter 17. You're there. Verse number 1, the Bible says, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord." Look, I'm not going to read, we're going to read all of this tonight, but let's do this. Drop down to verse number 8, if you would. "And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying," look at verse number 16, "and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail according to the word of the Lord." Verse number 24, "And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth." And so I want us to see tonight, just a very simple message tonight, I want to see three actions that occur because of the word of the Lord. By the way, think with me just by way of introduction tonight. What are some things that happen when the Lord speaks? Or what are some things that have happened when the Lord speaks? Creation. He created the world. He spoke it. And it came into existence. Creation. What else? Miracles? Plague? Did you say plagues? Plague. By the way, what Jacob said really encompasses all of it. Miracles. Things that we would look at and say, how in the world did that ever happen? Something supernatural. When God speaks, that's exactly what happens. Whether it's creation, whether it's His judgment, as Ms. Franny mentioned, the plagues, whether it is salvation. Isn't that the greatest miracle? When someone who is lost in their sin is miraculously, wonderfully, gloriously saved by the power of Almighty God based upon the finished work of Christ, we would consider that a miracle. Well, everything that we could say tonight would fall under that word miracle. Look, when Christ speaks, miracles happen, don't they? Okay, so I go back to our beginning. Who are we listening to the most in our lives? Is it the Word of God? Is it the Bible? Is it friends? Is it culture? Is it society? And so tonight, I just want us to walk through here tonight, 1 Kings chapter number 17, and I want us to see what happens at His Word. When God speaks, when the Lord speaks here in 1 Kings chapter number 17, what happens? And so let's pray. Let's ask the Lord to help us tonight, and we'll look at these tonight and hopefully be an encouragement and a help. Because here's the truth. Every decision we make, every choice we make ought to be filtered through God's Word. Not my opinion, not my word, not somebody else's word, but God's Word. Look, there are a lot, and look, this isn't a message on finances. That just seems to be popping in my head tonight. But there are a lot of people who know a lot about finances, okay? There are a lot of smart people, much smarter than I'll ever be, who know a lot about finances. They know a lot about how to invest and different areas of finances. But this book right here has the wisdom that we need regarding finances. And if we'll listen to it, it'll make a drastic difference in our lives. If we'll live within our means, the Bible says, owe no man anything. Pastor, do you believe that that means you should never have debt? No, I don't believe that you can't ever have debt, but I do believe that it means owe no man anything except to love, the Bible says there. And we fall into this trap that society sets for us, this trap of get everything now, have everything now, have all the possessions now. And I think I mentioned this last week. You know, a young couple gets married and they want to have everything that mom and dad has. Well, it took mom and dad 20 or 30 years to accumulate all that. Okay, it's going to take you some time to do that. But hey, we get these wonderful things in the mail that will allow me to have everything right now. Yeah, but that's got to be paid for. I was watching an episode of Leave It to Beaver. That's about my speed with television these days. Leave It to Beaver. And Eddie Haskell. Any of y'all ever have an Eddie Haskell in your life? Everybody needs an Eddie Haskell. Anybody don't know who Eddie Haskell is? Don't put y'all's hands up. Hey, Eddie Haskell got a credit card. He had a credit card from the fuel company, the oil company. And so him and Wally and Lumpy, y'all know who Lumpy is, him and Wally and Lumpy go to the football game, and on the way back, Wally's battery goes dead in his car. So they all put their money together, and they had like $3, and the battery cost $15. And Eddie Haskell, you know Eddie Haskell? Hey, we'll put it on my car. Well, he puts it on his car, and as soon as they get home, Wally gives him the money. Wally gives him the $15 and says, hey, you need to give this to your dad so he can pay the credit card bill. Do you think Eddie does that? No, Eddie and Lumpy are going by the store, and Eddie sees this vest in the store, and he walks in and he gets the vest, so he doesn't have the $15 anymore. Well, the bill comes in and his dad gets angry because Eddie Haskell hasn't given him the money. But here's the end. How Eddie got the money is he used the card to go buy a $25 tire and sold it for $15 to one of his other buddies and gave it to his dad to pay for the $15 battery. And I'm thinking, that's what credit cards, that's how they end up. You're constantly trying to catch up to pay for them. Now that was Eddie Hasker. You know, he bought a $25 tire, sold it to his buddy for $15 so he could pay his dad for the $15 battery that Wally had already paid him for, but he used it to buy something else. And so that was a good teaching moment for Josh. You know, don't constantly try to catch up, and don't be like Eddie Haskell. That's a good teaching moment, isn't it? But you know, that's what credit cards are, isn't it? You're constantly trying to catch up. You're constantly stealing here and stealing here. I got to make this payment and make this payment. And something inevitably comes up. An emergency inevitably comes up. And you don't get to pay that bill, and then the interest keeps piling up and piling up and piling up. And if we'll listen to the Bible, boy, it helps us tremendously. So, when in the matter of finances, who said? So what I do this week with my money, who told me to do that? According to who? Who am I listening to? Am I listening to the people who tell me, you know, put everything on credit cards, pile it up and pile it up, pile it up. Eventually you'll be able to pay it off. Or if you can't, you just whatever. Or am I listening to the Word of God where He says, owe no man anything. Live within your means. Be wise with your money. And so that's the point tonight, and I hope we'll get it tonight. Let's pray and let's ask God to help us. Father, we love You tonight. Help us in a wonderful way. We need You tonight, Lord. We need You every day. We need You every moment. Father, we need to listen to Your Word. And Father, I pray that we'll stop and think, who am I listening to? In our decisions tomorrow, I pray that Your Holy Spirit will stop us and say, okay, who are you listening to in this decision that you're getting ready to make? Are you listening to God's Word, or are you listening to your opinion, or maybe to a friend, or maybe to what society says? And so, Father, help us to constantly, constantly be in tune with Your Word. Help us, Lord. We need You, Lord. And Father, we're praying for that tonight. Teach us. And we'll thank You for it. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Number one tonight, and again, three things that happened in 1 Kings chapter number 17 at His Word. At His Word, the birds responded. At His Word, the birds responded. Look back again at verse number one here. Elijah just kind of, as I said a moment ago, he just kind of burst onto the scene. And one of the first things he does is he goes to Ahab and he says, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." Now, by the way, in the book of James tells us that Elijah prayed for this. We've preached on this before about Elijah praying for the rain, for the drought. Elijah knew that if a drought came, it was going to affect him just like it did everybody else, right? But because he loved his people so much, and he loved Israel, and he loved his people, and he loved his God, he prayed, James says, that it would not rain, and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. Now, are we willing tonight, and I don't know, I don't know how to answer this question, but would I be willing tonight to say, hey, if it would bring America back to God, God, I'm praying that You won't send rain for 3.5 years. Would we do that? Because if that happened, it would affect all of us. But Elijah was willing to do it. Elijah said, I know this is going to affect me, but I have a God who can take care of me. And I have a God who's going to provide for me. And he says here, he said, look, there's not going to be dew, there's not going to be rain these years, but according to my word. Now, where did he get his word? He got his word from God. Verse number 2, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, came to Elijah, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Can I submit to us tonight, at His Word, the birds respond. At His Word, the birds responded. You know, ravens are many times known to neglect their own. But when God steps in, they may neglect their own, but they didn't neglect Elijah. Because God sent those birds and He commanded, look what it says in verse number 4, "And I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." And so what did He do? God, you're going to send ravens to feed me? God, I don't think that's going to happen. What did Elijah do? Verse 5, what does he do? He went. So he went and did what? According unto the word of the Lord. What did the Lord tell him to do? He told him to go to the brook Cherith. Okay, why is he going to the brook Cherith? Why is he making that decision? Because God told him to. Because God said, look, if you go to the brook Cherith, I will feed you there. You've prayed for no rain for 3.5 years. I've given you the word. It's not going to rain for 3.5 years. You've gone before Ahab and told him that I'm going to take care of you. And at my word, the birds are going to feed you. And at my word, you need to go to the brook Cherith. And the Bible says, so he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. According to who? The decisions we make, according to who or whom are we making those decisions? And the Bible says, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. So number one tonight, at His word, the birds responded. Here's all I'm trying to get us to understand tonight. If we will listen to God and His word, God takes care. God takes care. Elijah, pray that there's no rain for 3.5 years, but God, that will affect me. Do it anyway, I'll take care of you. Hey, Elijah, you need to go down to the brook Cherith, because if you'll go down there and if you'll dwell there, then I am going to command the ravens that they'll come and feed you. I just think sometimes, where did they get the food? Where did the ravens get the food? In my mind, I think maybe they got it from Ahab and Jezebel. Maybe they're stealing from the palace. Maybe they're stealing from the very table of Ahab and Jezebel. Look at verse number 8. I don't know that, but I wonder, where did they get the food? God commanded, the ravens fed, Elijah went according, verse number 5 says, unto the word of the Lord. Verse 4, and I have commanded the ravens to feed. Verse 6, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning. Verse number 8, not only at his word the birds responded, but look at verse number 8. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon. By the way, who was from Zidon? I think this is ironic as well. Jezebel. Jezebel is from Zidon. And he says, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there, or Zidon, however you pronounce it. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. He's done what? He's commanded. He said, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So what did Elijah do? He arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering 2 sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son that we may eat it and die. She said, look, I don't have that. I've got these 2 sticks. I'm going to take them in. I'm going to start a fire. I'm going to take what little oil that I have. I'm going to take what little meal is left in the barrel, and I'm going to fix it. I'm going to make some food for my son and myself. We're going to eat it, and we're going to die. That's all we have left. And Elijah said unto her, fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. Now, first of all, she's already said, all I have is enough to make for me and my son. What did Elijah tell her to do? You make me one first. Isn't that just like a man? you make me one first, and then you can go make one for you and your son. Verse 14. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Verse 15. What did she do? She went. The Bible says, and she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. Now you say, well, Pastor, she's listening to Elijah. Okay, but where did Elijah's message come from? Elijah's message came from God. God gave her the same message. By the way, the Lord had already told Elijah, I have commanded, verse number 9, a widow woman there to sustain thee. God had already commanded her, and now Elijah is just giving her that same message from God. And the Bible says, and she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal, verse 16, wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail. What's the next phrase? According to the word of the Lord. According to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Number one, at his word, the birds responded. Number two, at his word, the barrel was replenished. At his word, the birds responded. Number two, the barrel was replenished. You see, I say it again. Here's the truth tonight. When we listen to what God says, God responds. When we obey Him, God follows through with exactly what He said He was going to do. 3.5 years of no rain, 3.5 years of drought, it's okay. God can take care. We're getting ready to die. I have these two little sticks. I'm going to go make a fire. I'm going to make a cake. And my son and I are going to eat. And however long that sustains us, after that we're going to die because that's all we have. Elijah says, no. Fix one for me first. And then you'll have enough for you and your son. The Bible says that they ate how long? Many days. The Bible says they ate many days. Why? Because this lady, the widow at Zarephath, the Bible says in verse 15, she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. According to who? That's the question tonight. Who are we listening to? Based on whose word do we make our decisions? Based on whose word do we decide to do this or do that? You've heard it just like I have. Maybe you've said it. Maybe I've said it. But you've heard it just like I have. You've heard people say, I cannot afford to tithe. Okay, what does God's Word say? God's Word says, be obedient. God's Word says, prove me. Does it not? Prove me and see if I will not open the windows of heaven. Now, listen, I'm not saying that's an easy step to make. And I'm not saying that's an easy decision, because when you're sitting there and you're looking at the finances and you're looking at your financial statement, you're looking at your bank statement, you're looking at your bank register, whoo, there's nothing left. That's hard to write a check to God. I say it's hard, but really it shouldn't be. Because if we'll be obedient, then God will answer and provide. He says, prove me. Prove me. Prove me. If you'll listen to my word, if you'll listen to my word, if you'll listen to what I tell you, prove me and I'll show you. I'll show you what I can do to you, for you. The widow at Zarephath, God, all we have left is this. We're going to die. We're going to starve to death. Do what I said. Take care of the prophet first, as I said, because I've already promised him that I'm going to take care of him. You take care of the prophet, and I will without fail take care of you. Number one, tonight at his word, the birds responded. Number two, tonight at his word, the barrel was replenished. And look at verse number 17 tonight. The Bible says, "And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And he said unto Elijah," and she said unto Elijah, "What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou coming to me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son?" Can you imagine this lady? She has done what God has told her to do, and now her son is sick unto death. She says, "You're calling my sin to remembrance." The Bible doesn't tell us what she has done, but apparently there's some sin that comes back to her mind. And she says, "You're calling, God is calling my sin to remembrance. You're calling my sin to remembrance, and you're going to slay my son." Verse number 19. "And he said unto her, Give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son?" Look, Elijah's even asking, "God, this lady, she took care of me. This lady did exactly what you told her to do. And now her son's going to die. You're going to slay her son?" And he cried unto the Lord, verse 21, "And he stretched himself on the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, See, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth." Number three tonight, not only at His word did the birds respond, not only at His word was the barrel replenished, but at His word, thirdly, the boy was revived. At His word, the boy was revived. By the way, all three of these tonight, we would call those miracles, wouldn't we? The barrel was replenished. How did that happen? It just kept staying full. The boy was revived. The birds responded, brought him food. All miracles. How did those happen? Because God commanded them to happen, but they also happened because there were individuals, specifically Elijah, the widow at Zarephath, there were individuals who said, "You know what, I'm going to obey God." There were individuals who had enough trust and knew God's trustworthiness, if you will, that they said, "I'm going to trust. And I'm going to do exactly what God has said." Let me ask us again tonight, who makes our decisions for us? Do we make our own decisions? Do we decide how we're going to handle this area of our lives or this area or this area? Do we allow friends to decide how we're going to handle this area or this area? Do we allow coworkers? Nothing wrong with advice. I'm not saying that tonight. The Bible says, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. I'm not speaking about that. But by the way, He's speaking in the context that those counselors are going to give us biblical counsel. Okay, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety when they give biblical counsel. So again, if they're giving me biblical counsel, then who am I listening to? I'm listening to God. So who am I listening to? According to who? Hey, we're supposed to do this and supposed to do that. Who said? Did Daddy say that or did you say that? Because if Daddy said it, I'll do it. But if you said it, maybe, maybe not. When we get ready to make a decision, we need to ask ourselves, who said that? According to who? Why am I going to handle my children this way? Why am I going to handle my finances this way? Why am I going to treat this individual this way? Is it because that's the way I want to treat them, or because the Bible says I should treat them that way? According to who? Number one tonight, at His word, the birds responded. Number two tonight, at His word, the barrel was replenished. Number three tonight, at His word, the boy was revived. Trust Him tonight, listen to His word, and watch Him answer. I think I told this, but last fall, the Lord worked in our hearts, our family's heart, my heart and my wife's heart, about making a decision that was, financially speaking, some would look at it and say, you shouldn't do that. But I knew in my heart it was a decision that God wanted me to make. I knew it with all my heart. This is exactly what God wants me to do. I knew it. There's no doubt about it. And we made that decision. And it was about 3 weeks later, the Lord answered in a tremendous way. I mean, it was just absolutely tremendous. I was sitting at my desk at home up top of the stairs. I have a little desk, and I was sitting up there. It was probably about 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night, and I got a message from my daughter. And in that message was God's answer to what we had done. Now, I'm not going to say it was easy for me and my wife to make that decision, because it wasn't. Because I'm sitting there and I'm looking at numbers and finances, and I'm thinking it'd be best if I kept doing what I'm doing there. And God is just, boy, He was just putting the vice on my heart, saying, no, I don't want you to do that anymore. And when we submitted, really it was more me than her, but when I submitted, it did not take God long. All right, I'm done. That was my alarm clock. I'm just kidding. I am done, though. But that was God's answer. Okay, I ask you to do something, and I'll take care. Does He always answer in 2 or 3 weeks? Not always. It may take longer sometimes. But He will answer according to the Word of the Lord. According to the Word of the Lord. According to the Word of the Lord. You ever been fed by a bird? I never have. Unless you're talking about just killing a quail or something and eating it yourself. But you've actually had a bird come and put food in your mouth like a bird does a baby and puts a worm or something in his mouth. I've never had that happen. Elijah did. You ever had your sugar or flour container in your pantry just keep filling up and fill it up? I never have that. We've never had that happen. The widow of Zarephath did. Her meal and her oil just kept replenishing. Why? Because she obeyed the Word of the Lord. I just cannot afford to do that. Or I can't afford to do this with my... Whatever the area of our lives, you and I cannot afford not to. According to Thy Word, according to the Word of the Lord, according to the Word of the Lord. And for 3.5 years, God provided for Elijah. And to the point, He went to Ahab, and Ahab accused him of being the one that was bringing all the trouble in Israel. And Elijah stood him to the face and said, "No, I don't think so. I think it's you. Your sin and your false worship, your Baal worship, that's what's caused all this problem here. I want my people, I want Israel to come back to God." And there's a man, according to Thy Word, according to Thy Word, according to Thy Word, he obeyed. Did he doubt occasionally? Did Elijah ever doubt? Sure he did. Look at him right after he defeated the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. The very next chapter, he's just ready to die. All right, God, just take me. All right, he doubted. He wasn't perfect. But he obeyed according to the Word of the Lord. And when he was there, when he was sitting under that juniper tree, God said, "What are you doing here? This isn't where you're supposed to be. This isn't where I told you to be." And when he wasn't doing what God told him to do, that's when he was despondent. That's when he thought, "Lord, just go ahead and take me. I'm ready to die." According to whom? According to whom? Who said? And when we make decisions, let's make sure they're based upon God's Word. Because when they're based on God's Word, that's when God does miracles, doesn't He? Amen. Father, we love You tonight. Thank You for Your Word. Father, help us to listen. Father, thank you for Elijah. Thank you for the widow of Zarephath. Or these individuals who, well, they are looking, really, they are looking death. They are staring death in the face. And they're still obedient to your word. According to the word of the Lord. At your word, the birds respond. At your word, the barrel replenishes. At your word, the boy revives. And Father, all of us could probably put different words in there. At your word, this happened, this happened, this happened. Miracle after miracle after miracle. And Father, if we've seen you work in the past, then God, help us to trust you in the future. Father, even tonight, even tomorrow, even this week, even in the weeks and months to come, Father, help us to make choices and decisions based upon your word. Help us to obey. Help us to follow. Because, Father, we know you're going to answer. We know you're going to provide. Father, I don't know hearts tonight. I don't know if anyone needs to move. But, Father, if they do, I pray that they would. Father, if there's one here tonight without Christ, as we spoke about this morning, Father, all day long they've been thinking about this matter of eternity and this matter of unbelief. Father, if there's one here tonight that needs to come to Jesus Christ, I pray that they would do so tonight. That they would simply just cry out, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's your word. Help us to trust that tonight. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. If you're physically able, would you stand with me tonight, heads bowed and eyes closed? Miss Jo's going to play. And friend, if you need to come, I encourage you to come. Believer, according to who? Or according to whom? Who said? Who are you listening to? Are we listening to God's word? Are we being obedient? Widow of Zarephath is staring death in the face, and she still listens to God's word. And because of that, the barrel replenishes. Cruse of oil, the mill. The Bible says they ate for many days. Why? Because they simply listened to the Lord. According to who? Who said? Hey, teenagers, tomorrow when you head back to school, young people tomorrow when you head back to school off of fall break, when you get ready to do something, stop and think, okay, who told me to do that? Why am I doing this? Is this something I ought to do? Is it something based on God's word? Or am I just doing this because I want to be accepted with my friends because everybody else around me is doing it? Is that why I'm doing it? According to who? Who said? Or am I doing this because this is what's right? This is my responsibility. Hey, friend, tonight, do you know Christ is your Savior? Are you prepared and ready to enter that eternal rest? The Bible says in Hebrews 3 that the Israelites, they did not go in. They were not able to enter that rest. And we know that was an earthly rest. But they were not able to enter the promised land because of unbelief. How about it tonight? Do you know Christ as Savior? How about it tonight, teenagers? How about it tonight, young people? Do you know Christ as your Savior? Has there been a moment in your life when you've called out, prayed, and asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save you?